Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim on this happy Tu B'Shvat, is daf Mem Gimel, and we are holding on daf Mem Beit Amud Beit, and I believe that we got up to the Iboy Elohu, which is six lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara now has a further thought about how to define. We're looking at all of the facets of a din, whereas an Eved has partially dinim of Avdus, there's no Shibud. The question was whether there still is a type of ownership, Lagabi Yitzer. We found there Machlokas in about whether even if there is no Shibud for Avodah, so we have numerous cases like this, Magdish Avdo, Mafkir Avdo, or whatever, that's Chetzio Eved v'Chetzio Baschor, and where Bezdin is going to be forcing you anyway that you're not allowed to be Mishtabed Bo, and so on. So we're trying to zero in a little bit on what precise kinyanim you could have that are not kinyanim in the entire thing. A fascinating question would be, what would be the din of the sale of an eved for one purpose and one purpose only? The purpose of collecting knas. In the event that this eved is killed by a shor, so basically somebody buys an insurance policy on an eved, right? He figures he'll invest a dinner, and he'll make shoshim shekel, in case, so he pays to collect. So the question is that mochur or not? Iboilu. Eved shimecharo rabo leknas. The reason we're looking at this, in all honesty, is not because it helps us understand so much better the inyanim of the Eved. It's because it helps us, in a very deep way, understand the inyanim of Davar Shelo Balei Olam, this Knas obviously is a Lo Balei Olam, and the very profound issues of where rights reside in things that might happen. So it's a fascinating question. See, here's the way the Gemara puts it. The Odin is selling the Eved for one purpose only, to collect Knas. Is that a sale or not? Machur o eino machur.
It's the money that he gets for...
for being killed. It's an insurance policy. It's a life insurance policy. If my Eved, the same way you could do that today on anybody, right? I want to take out a life insurance policy on Richie. If anybody shoots Richie, I want to collect. It seems to me, that the chances of someone shooting Richie and having tinas on the pizza or whatever, this is how I estimate. So I want to be the one that collects.
So he's selling
the He's selling that, right. Richie figures he's going to get rich on it.
In order to become a beneficiary of the...
He's collecting the money in order to pay out if somebody shoots him. The guy's a genius.
Nothing's happening before we have flasers.
It'll take us a while.
Party.
Tomorrow.
No, it's 80th birthday.
Oh, please. Don't do that. Yeah. We still got time.
Right. There's nothing happening before we have.
No. All right. So, do we understand?
I think so.
Very good.
Why don't people do that?
They do it.
Yeah?
Of course.
So I can make a ton of selling my life insurance.
If people die.
No.
Don't sell the wrong people.
Right.
So now, the question of here is Tiboy or Rabbi Meir. By the way, people really, really do this because it's a very serious way of getting life insurance coverage. That's the point. If you have a life insurance policy, which basically the premiums have gone up insanely because now you're in your 70s and 80s, right? But the insurance policy is covering you to 120. So what you can do is, having paid all of those years on this policy, you then go to somebody and say, look, I'll make a deal with you. You collect half the insurance. How long do you think I'm going to live? So you pay the premiums, you collect half the insurance. Meanwhile, my heirs get half of the insurance. I don't have to pay the premiums anymore. This is something that's very, very common. You find this on the... It's a market. It's an actual commodity. You simply go and buy this. You buy insurance policies. It's a very, very good investment. And obviously, it's a little bit risky, but there could be a very high payout for a little, very small pay-in. And these are like saleable issues. They're not something that you have to get involved with somebody personally and so on and so forth. So there's a market for these policies. That's exactly what's going on over here. So there's a market on this policy. So can I sell that? Can I sell an insurance payout? That's basically the issue, right? So over here, that payout is only going to come in the event that the Eved is attacked by a shor. You know, that's one of the most lucrative kind of insurances. You know, these accident insurance policies, you know. Well, if you get killed in an accident, we're going to pay out such... They are about 100 times more expensive than any insurance policy you can buy in terms of the, you know, relative chances of there being a payout. But they're very cheap. So people think, wow, what a bargain. I get $1 million insurance. I only pay $20 a month, which is about 100 times more than you ought to be paying for the life. Yeah, it's like the airplane, exactly, the airplane insurance. So over there, the guy... question over here is, it's a brilliant question. You can ask this whether you hold of Rabbi Meir. Remember, Rabbi Meir holds Adam Makne Davar Sheyesh Bo Sheino Ba'alola, or whether you're like Rabban Odein Adam Makne Davar Shelo Ba'alola. Why do I say this? Because look, Tibayla Rabbi Meir, I mean, Rabbi Meir was talking about, let's say, the sale of futures on a tree's production, right? Of course. Why did we wait till tomorrow? So you're talking about futures on the dates that will be coming this year. And already once it's Tu B'Shvat, Rov Gishmei Shana, we're already there. Now you want to sell the beautiful dates that will be growing right out there, right outside. There you go. But maybe that's only because it's avide deato. I mean, those are things that are part of the natural process. So I'm selling something that people are involved in all the time. This is a natural process. This is coming. And it's just a matter of waiting out the time until it arrives. It's budding. And so I'm like, okay, I'll wait. But, I mean, here, what are we selling? We're selling a chance, a possibility to what? That a shor, but the likelihood that a shor is going to gore this guy and kill him. So, I mean, me, I'm a Dominga. Whoever heard, I mean, who says it's going to, and if it happens, that means there's going to be a payout. There may not even be a payout because it's only a knas, and you can always get out of paying a knas by being moda. Oh, I'm so sorry, my shor killed the heaven. No payout. So, im tim saloma Dominga, we might have mishalim, dilma moda umiftar. So, okay, but here's where the chap comes. That according to the Rabbanan, it may not be considered to be a Dover Shelo Baleo. Why? Because I could be deboy the Rabbanan, because at Kamlo Kamar Rabbanan, in Adam Akde Dover Shelo Bale Olam. What we mean by Dover Shelo Bale Olam is where the item is Lo Bale Olam. So we have Perodekel. Do these Perodekel exist now? No. So Hashlamir Litnahu. But here, everything is present. The only question is whether this particular configuration will happen. Here's the shor, here's the eved. I mean, finding the shor's horn in the eved's chest, you know, that's just a question of changing position. It has nothing to do with the davar shelo baleola. I'm not selling the knas, basically, qua knas. I'm selling the possible configurations of things that exist. That's all I'm selling.
It would be an oxymoron.
So. A perfect example. and therefore, maybe even the Rabbanan would hold that Homialetno, the those things. We have the Shor, we have the Eved, and now it's just a question of the proper configuration. So why would that be a Davashor Balola? That's my question. Omer Ababa, I'm going to give you a wonderful chap, okay? Tashma, we know that the Torah talks about what type of Eved eats truma. So it says a Kohen, ki yikned nefesh kinyan kaspo, hu yochalbo. And then it also adds, v'yelid beito. V'yelid beito, heim yochlu balachmo. Now the question is, why do I need to know that both a yelid bayit and a kinyan kesef? I mean, if the deal is that a Kenyan Kaspo, that doesn't really have much to do with the coin other than the fact that money changed hands. And nonetheless, he's Ochel. So isn't it obvious that an Eved born into the family of the coin with the coin's own Avadim, so obviously he should be able to eat. It's going to be less than Kenyan Kaspo? That doesn't make any sense. So look, Oshiken. Therefore, we must be learning something special from the Yelid Beitom. Ah, so here I'll tell you what the idea is. Let's say the Torah would only have said Kinyan Kaspo. In what way would I have been limited Because ilukei na'iti omer, look, kinyan kesef by definition is worth money, right? So she yesh bo shava kesef. But if that were the case, then if there's a yelid by it that I learn out as a kal v'chomer from kinyan kaspo, I would say if it's yelid by it that is worth getting money, fine. But I mean, suppose nobody's right mind would pay money for that kind of yelid bayit. We won't mention any names of people here in the room or anything like that, but there might be people that you couldn't get people to buy for any money in the world. Well, not really. We'd be talking, of course, about cases where, let's say, it was a there was a terrible birth defect the child is sick with a mukashrin and something, and nobody can have him around, and why would anybody pay money for such a thing? And obviously, it's not worth money. So, over there, if yelid bayit doesn't have any worth, maybe you wouldn't eat, but only sheyesh bo shava kesef ochel. How would I know minayin hava b'shein shava klum? Talmud lomar yelid bayit, no matter what. The very fact that he was born into the family of the kuna, despite the fact that there is no monetary value, he's still able to eat. Now, that's a big chiddush. Now, let's turn that around, because I'm still limited by saying, okay, a yelid bayit that is born as a deformed child into the family, he is allowed to eat truma. But how about a shavik kesef that loses his value? So this eved becomes deathly ill. He's a mukashrin. People can't even look at him, you know. So how about if he was bought by kinyan kesef? Maybe only if yesh bo shava kesef v'yis ochel. But if he no longer has any monetary value, in bo shava kesef, maybe at this point they know ochel. Talmud lomar, therefore the Torah puts together the kinyan kaspo v'yilid beto mai, which is the whole thing. It seems to be very strange. First it says, ve'koin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo, right? Hu yochal bo. Hu yochal bo. And then it says, yilid beto heim yochlu b'lachmo. Very strange way of putting it, unless Torah wants to put the two of them together and to say that ma'yelid bayit by definition afal pi she'eino shaveh klum ochel, so too kinyan kaspo afal pi she'eino shaveh klum can eat truma. Now you'll say, what does this have to do with the price of eggs in China? I'm going to tell you, and you're going to be really impressed. I got a perfect raya from here. If you can sell an insurance policy on an eved, then there's no such thing as an eved that isn't worth money. Because he's always worth something for the insurance policy on his life. So how would you possibly have a case for yelid of a Kenyan Casper, yelid Beto, that isn't worth money?
He's got a 30-shekel price tag always attached to it.
Well, that's not a 30-shekel price tag. That's a brute price tag.
I'm sure.
That's right. Brilliant Ryan, huh? It's really cute. So Isaac, if you're going to tell me, I'll tell you the modernity of these issues. It's like incredible. You know, there's nobody that can't be translated on some level to an insurance company. Wow. So Isaac, Evet shebechoro rabo leknas is mechur. How would you possibly have an evet that isn't worth some money just for his insurance? Mihika Abdullah Mizdavan Liknasa answers the Gemara, there is such a thing as an Eved that doesn't have any insurance money. Why? Because he's not insurable. If he's already a trefa, then it says if he's already hopeless, his condition is hopeless, and therefore in the same way that if you shot him you wouldn't be chayav misa, so too if your shor shoots him, stabs him, then you're not chayav the shloshim shekel, and therefore he's not insurable. So there's such a thing as an eved that's not insurable.
Well, you have to kill him. He becomes 90 or something.
You have to kill the first, though,
right? Oh my gosh! We can't wait for Nezikin. We have to go through this. My gosh! Ika eved treifa. What it says, the Gemara, so what if he's a trefa? I mean, good, so he's going to die in the course of the year. But, I mean, meanwhile, he could sit at the door and look like a butler, no? I mean, that's worth some money. I mean, chazil ha-mekim kamei. No, he's also a manuvel ha-mukashrin, that you can have him around, right? But he's also a trefa. So now he loses his monetary value the way we originally were thinking, and he doesn't have any insurable value. Okay, so, yeah, I thought it was such a good proof. Oh, well. Iboilo. Next question. Mi shechetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin. Shekidesh bat chorin. Mao. Now, what would be the din if he goes ahead and he actually gives kiddushin? Now, obviously, only his ben chorin part could give kiddushin, because an eved doesn't have kiddushin. But his kiddushin that is given by the ben chorin part, is that a good kiddushin as far as it goes or not? Ma. Imtim Zaloman. Now, you will turn to, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that, well, any Ben Yisrael could go to a woman and say, be mekudeshet to half of me. Sure, you could do that, because we understand that the meaning of those words is, I ain't giving you my all, honey. I's going to take another one. Right? Okay, so, but you could say, so I'm giving you half of me in this condition. Well, that remains to be seen.
Half of me, one take half of me.
But that doesn't prove anything, because in that case, at least he's shayach to a complete kiddushin. All that he's saying is that, look, I don't want you to feel that I can't take another woman. That's all he's saying. But over here, he doesn't have the capability of, as a complete individual, to be mekadesh anisha. So, halachah. And if you're trying to tell me that, well, look, a Ben Yisro that would be mekadesh a half a woman, I mean, you see that it doesn't work to do half of what's available, right? So that's not mekudeshet, so this should be the same thing. Yeah, but that's because he was shiur b'kinyano. No, he didn't do the entire kinyan of which he was capable. I mean, over here, the Chatzi ben Chorin gave his entire capability of kedushin and did it. So, however, no shiur b'kinyano, he didn't leave anything over. This is what I have.
What happened to his pashtus with kedushin? Why doesn't it? Why is it?
How can it be his pashtus if it's not shiur the kedushin would?
Not the Isha. From Mekadesh
Hatzim
Isha, why doesn't
other men
we go to?
Can we worry about it in Kedusha?
Kedusha?
But we're getting closer, right?
Forget about Kedusha. He wants to wait already until Kotchin. His pastor should be done of Korban. He's been bad. Mike. Toshma. I thought I had a bed with David. I mean, at least he sticks to what's coming up on the end of the daf. Right? So, Mike. Toshma. Hey, meet me shechetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin. Didn't we have the case before? In a case where the shor kills a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, he pays half of the knas to the owner, remember? And the other, the half of the kofer that he shayach to the part of the ben chorin side, he pays to the heirs. What heirs? I mean, this eved is putting on heirs, claiming that he has any? And Eved doesn't have yichus.
To heirs, you?
So he doesn't have heirs, right? So if that's the case, yamr kiddushav lav kiddushin. If there's no kiddushin, how does he have yorshim? Yorshim minale. He has to be at least shayach with kiddushin. Doesn't mean that you don't have heirs if you were bekadesh the woman that you produce the heirs with. That isn't the point. But as Tosis points out, look, it's true that even an erva that is not shayach to kiddushin, it's still going to be b'tyachesa. The mamzer is your little mamzer. It's not just a mamzer. So the mamzer will inherit you. But what do you mean? There's no kiddushin and there can't be kiddushin. But at least the woman is shayechet to kiddushin. The partners are then there. So they're included in the concept of chiyus through kiddushin. But over here, if you're telling me that an eved that's a chatzi ben chorin has not shayech to the concept of kiddushin, he can't have yichus in terms of erin. And therefore, Yorshim Minole. Omer of Adabar Ava. You know what it's talking about? It doesn't mean that if it killed him, that then you pay out to his heirs. It means if it made him a trefa, you pay out to him, who is the equivalent of his heirs. So it means it made him a trefa, but he didn't die yet. So when it says you pay to your shav, it means you're paying to him. Amar Rava, well, you know what I say about that. I think that is a brilliant explanation, except for the usual problems of these kind of brilliant explanations. And that is that there's always the unfortunate facts that stand in front of the end. And there's two little problems with this. State Shuvot B'dva. First of all, it says his heirs. Now, you show me the last time the person who was the bequeather is called the heir. I'd like to see that. Where's a person called an heir? Thank you. That's one problem. And the other problem is you don't pay out kofar for turning somebody into a treifa. Because Amar Eish Lakish kofar, Eino Mishtalem Ela La'achar Mita. To make sure we don't have these kind of issues, let's just make it simple. Kofar for dummies. Kofar is paid when the guy dies. So therefore, this case is ridiculous. Now, says Rav, let's be serious. And I will explain to you very simply why it's not a raya. Elamar Rav, look. It's saying the kofar is paid to the heirs. You're shouting, but there are no heirs. Okay, don't pay the kofar. That's all that it's saying. Ro'ui li'tol, that's what should have been the din, except unfortunately there's no one to pay out to. That's all. But ain't law, obviously, there's no one to pay. It often means that. Sorich getshichor, but you can't get a getshichor, like we just said. So it's telling you what is the theory of the din. Now, can you carry it out or not? That's another issue. Amar Rava.
Are we saying he doesn't have
Yorshim
because he's there's
no chiyuv? An eved has no chiyuv. Kishem shamekadesh chatzi isha ainu mekudeshet. In the same way, if you would go out to make a kedusha on half a woman, that's not kedusha. Kach chatzia shivcha vechatzia bat chorin shenitkatsha ain kedusha kedusha. So if you have only a half a woman to be Mikadesh, namely, this Shivcha was owned by two people, now she's half freed, she's a half a woman, and a half a woman is the same thing as trying to be Mikadesh Echatzi Isha. He obviously doesn't hold of the distinction of Shiur, that it was Shiur B'Kinyon, right?
Okay.
Well, you mean somebody's whispering in your ear? Wait, maybe someone will whisper. Maybe someone will whisper in your ear. Down the daf, exactly. So, if that's the case, and the and he goes out and he says this barabim, right? So Rav Chisda turns to him and says, "Now wait a minute, it's not the same at all. Me dummy, hatam shir b'kinyanav achalon shir b'kinyanav. She's given her all." This is the whole woman. I mean, the fact that she's only a half a woman because she is a whole woman who is a half, what can you do about that? So there was no shir b'kinyana. So at that point, Rabba Bar Avuna realized he made a mistake. And Hodar Ukim Rabba Bar Avuna Amore Alei gets his loudspeaker to get up there again and make sure everybody knows he made a mistake. With Dorash, and he's Dorish the Pasuk, of the Hamachashela Hazot Tachat Yadecha. Why is Torah called a Machashela? Because Eina Adamo made a Divrei Torah Elim Kein Nichshal Bam. You never know the truth about Divrei Torah unless you already made a mistake. Well, I'm one step closer because I already made the mistake. So, actually, what I should have said was that Afo Pisha Amrana Kadish Chatzi Isha Einim Kudeshet. That doesn't mean that a chatzi shifra v'chatzi bat chorin is enim kudeshet. I made a mistake. Aval chatzi shifra v'chatzi bat chorin shenitkatsha indeed is nitkatsha kedusha kedushin. Why? Because my taima, the case of the chatzi isha, he was shiur b'kinyano. Mashen ken achar, he did the entire kedushin for all that was available for the kedushin. Omrav Sheishes, Kishem Shemekadosh Chatzi Shenim Kedoshes, Kach Chatzi Shivcha, V'Chatzi Bat Chorin Shnit Katsha, Ein Kedusha Kedusha. On the contrary, Rav Sheishes says, actually, the drasha of Rabba Bar Avuna the first time around was the correct drasha. Now, if a little birdie comes and whispers in your ear and says, Imlach Shecha Adam Lomar, this guy's off his rocker. I mean, everybody knows. Hey, Zoe Shivcha Harufa. We've been talking about a Shivcha Harufa. What is a Shivcha Harufa? It is a Chetzia Shivcha, V'Chetzia Bat Chorin, who is Mu'ureset to an Eved Ivri. It doesn't mean necessarily an Eved Ivri. She could be Mu'uresed to anybody. The reason, only reason we say to an Eved Ivri, because an Eved Ivri is actually allowed to marry her. Because an Eved Ivri is Mutter on a Shifcha. And, of course, he's a complete Jew, and he can marry any Bat Chorin. So, Memela, he could take a Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Bat Chorin. And it says Mu'uresa, okay? So I'm about to say, obviously, there is Kedushin. So what do you think this funny guy, Rav Sheshes, is talking about? Someone will whisper in your ear. Well, why don't you whisper back to the whisperer? And you tell him, Emorlo, why don't you go talk about this to Rabbi Yishmael and see how wrong you are? So kulach etzel Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael explains that a shifcha charufa is something entirely different. She's a complete shifcha kananit, and she is mu'urasa to an eved ivri, an eved kanani, okay? To an eved ivri, okay? But a shifcha kananit cannot be arusa to an eved ivri. Because there's certainly, I mean, we all agree there's certainly no erisin on a complete shivcha. The whole discussion was whether a chatzi shivcha, since it was lo shir b'kinyan, or a shayach to erisin. That was the question. No one in his right mind ever suggested that you can make a shivcha knani, even if you're muteret in her as an eved ivri. You certainly cannot make her your wife, so there would be no erisin, correct? And yet Rabbi Yishmael speaks of erisin. So do you think Rabbi Yishmael is mad? Or do you think maybe that you don't understand the word erisin in this context? And that the nature of a shivcha charufa is that we're comparing her to arusa because she's miyuchedet, like we said yesterday. It doesn't necessarily mean that there has to be kinyanim. The Torah is saying that in the same way that there's a concept called marriage, and of course violating that is punishable by death, but there's also a concept of a woman who has a special relationship with someone outside of marriage. She's not shayechet to marriage. She's a shifcha. So therefore what? So therefore there's no level of sanctity of their relationship. They have a private relationship. You're violating their intimate relationship. And that's not meaningful. It's not a chiyuv misa, but at least bring a karban asham. No, fine. So the Torah is machadish, a karban asham for a relationship. Brilliant. But obviously it doesn't mean literally erisin. So in the same way you understand that that's what Rabbi Yishmael means, why don't you understand that that's what erisin could mean according to the Rabbanan? Mu'uresed to an eved ivri simply means that they have a relationship. Doesn't mean that the relationship necessarily is one of classic erisin with all of its implications. Nafkamina obviously would be, would you need a get? I mean, obviously there's no concept of giving a get to a shifcha kanani. So would it mean that the shivcha charufa requires a get? I say no. Even though you were not mashar b'kinyano, it's not erisin. It's a type of special relationship. It's your significant other. So the Torah is saying there's a significance to a significant other, but it doesn't require getin. Right? Beautiful. So shivcha kananit bati drusi? Of course not. Elamait lach lameimar, the meaning of arusa simply means my mu'uresed miyuchedet. Miyuchedet is enough. So then how do you know it doesn't mean that according to the Rabbanan? Hachanami, my mu'uresed miyuchedet. Om Rav Chista, listen to this, because this is really something. A chetzi shivcha chetzi bat zchorin goes ahead, and she's mekabel kedushin from Reuven, okay? Now, we just had a machlokas whether Reuven could actually make a kiddushin on a chatzi shifcha chatzi paschorin. Okay, this was a machlokas, the way we ended up with Reb Chista and Reb Sheshes, but all the others that got involved in it. Now, the other Adin now goes out and frees her. So now she's a completely free woman. With her other half, she goes and she's a makabel kiddushin from Reuven's brother, Shimon.
Dafka her brother. His brother.
Dafka his brother. Right. His brother. Okay. So now, obviously, she can't be married to the two brothers. And yet, nonetheless, if both of these brothers dies, she has to get Yibam from the third brother. Levi. Now, this is very different than what it looks like. Okay, what it looks like is we're putting together a Kimura kind of Kedushin, right? So we've got a Reuven, Shimon, Kedushin brothers, And then Levi, third brother, does Yibum. But obviously that can't be the case. That can't work. And anyway, the only similar case we have is where one of the brothers does Ma'amar, right? In a case where we're over there, he dies. And now she's got Midrabbanan, what is called Zikat Shnei Yamim. Now, look at the Zikat Shnei Yamim, Dafka, she cannot get the Levi. Cannot be Miyabim. There can be Chalitzer. So obviously that's not what it looks like here. And, says the Gemara, this is not a case of Zikat Shnei Yabmim. Eshet Hamet Velo Eshet Shnei Metim. Ein Ani Koreba. In this case, I don't see it as an example of Eshet Shnei Metim. Why? Because she obviously is not really married to two. She's either married to the first or married to the second. It depends who shita you hold of. That's the point. Mamanefshav. If Kedusha of Reuven was a real Kedusha, so then at the moment that you freed her, he then became the only one that could be Mekadosher, then the Kedusha of Shimon, obviously, is not a Kedusha at all. If the Kedushin of Reuven never was a Kedushin, as in the end, Rav Chista Tainet and Rabbi Bachana also said, oh, I made a mistake. Fine. In these cases, if it wasn't Kedushin at all, so then the halacha would be that the other one's Kedushin is a full Kedushin. That's all. See, Kedushin Shimon is Kedushin. The Kedushin of Reuven is not Kedushin. And that is the point. And it's dependent on who we pasken before. But of course, that raises the question. Let's wait, because the Gemara probably will talk about it.
Whether we kill her?
This, I can think of some other people that might be on the target. Itmar. This raises the other question, which is what the din would be when she is freed. Is it going to be Gomer a Kedusha, or is it going to cancel a Kedusha? So here's the question. She's a Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Bat Chorin. She went and she was Mekabel Kedusha from Reuven, and then she was Nishtachara completely. And then she was Chazer V'Nitkatcha L'Shimon. So here is the issue, essentially. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chama, Rabbi Nachman says, look, even if you hold, not like we said a moment ago, even if you're like the Mandiyama, who says that a Chatzi Shifcha and a Chatzi Baschorin is Mekudesha, that's all that you're worried about. This is what you're worried about. An iPod can be replaced. Elam Haba, once you're there, never can be replaced. So,
but they have really good iPads there.
I think 72 iPads that you
never used.
So Omer Ibn Nachman. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chama, Omer Ibn Nachman says, actually, even if you hold like the Mandi Omar, that the Kedushin is a complete Kedushin, the moment that she's freed, the Kedushin pops off. Why? Because a freed Eved is like a Ger. It's like a completely new person.
It's like instant nullification,
Yeah. She's a different person. Yeah. But since she's a different person, Kodin Shanela, dummy, there's no Kedushin.
It's not what?
Huh?
A free Eved is not what?
It's like a Giyoret. The free Giyoret is like a new person. And she's considered to be a Kodin Shanela, and there was no Kedushin. The Kedushin was there before. The same way if a Goy was married, now that the Goy becomes a Ger, obviously they have no connection.
Half was free from the beginning. Doesn't that
right, but now, no, that's no, the point he's saying. This is a whole new surah of a full Ben Bat Yisrael. And therefore, the whole thing is over. Rabbi Zera Amar Nachman, no, on the contrary. Now that you complete the Shechrur, now the Kedushin can spread to the other half because now she is shayechet to be completely mekudeshet. And therefore, on the contrary, the original Kedushin are now nigmaru. So gamru Kedushin Rishon. And says Rabbi Zera, look, I mean, my position is much more reasonable on this, okay, that gamru Kedushin Rishon. So kavasididiz bistavra. Look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that in the case of the Shivcha Harufa that somebody else takes, so it says, Bikoreti yeh, lo yumtuku lo chufasha. There should not be a death penalty over here because she was not freed completely. Okay, but if you would have gone ahead and freed completely, I mean, that's what the Bikora Tiyah means. Find out whether the other person was Meshachrer, and then if he was, so then she would be completely married. That's what the whole pasuk means. Ha-chufasha, had that chufsha taken place, then yum too, then it would have been a full marriage. Omale Abaye, so tell me. And according to the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that a shivcha muras, a shivcha charuf, is referring to a shivcha knanit, who is mures of Eved Ivri. You're going to say the same thing? That if she was chufasha, then now it would mean that it would be a full marriage, despite the fact that there was zero kedusha? That's absurd. Right, so over there you will also say the same thing. That ha chufsha, then yum tu elamait lach lemeimar. All the pasuk is saying is that ki lo chupasha means, and therefore there was no opportunity for kedushin initially. But had there been ha chupasha, you could have been mekadesher. That's all it means. So now, if she was chupasha, she can go ahead now and become a full wife. I mean, it's not to say that she did. Certainly it's not implying that it's automatic. So my lach lemeimar, that if chupasha, and then she would accept kedushin, so then obviously it would be a good kedushin, that's all. Because of an itkachasa. If you need to say that alibi de Rabbi Shmuel, then you can simply say that alibi de Rabbanan too. Then achinami, it means shechufsha v'chazrav an itkacha. Om revunam bar katina, om Reb Yitzchak, you know, there was a maisa where there was a woman who was a chatzi shifcha, a chatzi bat chorin, and amazingly, they addressed the Adon with the takon of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and they forced him, even though she's a woman, and I thought the whole idea was, well, what is he supposed to do? He cannot reproduce, but I thought a woman isn't chayevet to reproduce. So if that's the case, why would they kafu it Rabbah va'asa'a bat chorin? So ask the Gemara, well, who were they going like? Were they following Rabbi Yochanan Broka, who holds that a woman is chayevet imperia v'rivia? Because his shita is the Amar al Shneihem on both the original Ish v'Ishan Gan Eden. It says Vayavarech Otam Elohim, and he says Peru Uravu Umilu, obviously referring to both individuals. Amar Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the case over there had nothing to do with the overall takana. The case over there was this shivcha was everybody's sex toy. And Minag Hefker Naguba, and she had become the playgirl of the entire city because you couldn't get anyone to protect her. She wasn't Ruya for an Evan, and she wasn't Ruya for a Ben Korin. So because of that, there was nothing to do to control her behavior. The only thing they could do was to actually free her completely, and that way she could have a husband who would protect her, which was a Tzorach HaRabim. You know, it's a fascinating test with Satinas that in cases, I mean, normally, you know, so you want to, so, well, we got to save people from themselves, let them drop dead, right? But test with Satinas that since she is going around seducing people, they're all called victims.
Wow.
They're called victims. So she's victimizing the town. The Tzorach HaRabim.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm not telling you. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Next case okay, sure. Comes to trial.
Do you want to continue or... Yeah, okay. It's pretty late. Then, if that's the case, we have a very special word from our...
One question.
An amazing, amazing halacha. If a person sells an eved, who after all is chayev b'mitzvahs, and he sells this eved to a goy, we're going to see that there is a knas that he loses the Eved. Not only that, we're going to see that he is forced by Beis Din to pay money to redeem that Eved, and then he has to let him go. It's a disaster, because he was mafkiyahim from mitzvahs. The Eved's no longer able to do mitzvahs. And the same thing is true. Somebody who would take his Eved and send him to Borough Park and expects an Eved to be able to live... No, this is serious. Expects his Eved to be able to live like a normal... Jew in Chutz Laretz, obviously he has to free him. So he loses even an Eved. He's chayiv in Mitzvahs Kiyusha, but a woman can live in Chutz Laretz. So because of that, since he took him out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, he becomes a Ben Chorin. Okay? So now, the Tosis has a wonderful question. You're not allowed. You can't force your Eved to go to Chutz Laretz. So how did you get him to go to Chutz Laretz? That we had that whole, the whole sugya that we had, right? Anybody can force you to move to Eretz Yisrael, but you can't force, no, you can't force a wife, husband, or even a family member or an Eved. Somebody wants to move, but somebody wants to move the Borough Park, you know, from Shderot. Chas v'shalom. Yeah, what's he going to say? Well, but over there you're going to have a 5-story mansion. And say, no, it's awesome. So, and if the Eved agreed like an idiot, so then it's his problem. So what are we going? We're going to be Kenyan's rabbi. The Tosis has an amazing prime. Tosis says because the very fact that you sold him, it's true that now he has to agree to go. But you're putting him into a position where somebody's going to tempt him to go. He's going to say, take a look at the lifestyle. We'll give you your own car and blah, 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 blah. That itself, we give you a kenyan's. It's an amazing
I like it.
We're talking about a kenyan's. What a fella. You know?
I don't want to be Jewish. Can you say that?
No. Can you say that?
What?
Can you say you don't want to be Jewish?
If he's a Shukla,
no, of course not. He's a ger. He already accepted avdus. Remember, an Eved can't be an Eved unless he was already tovel and accepted the gerus of the avdus. So how can he go back? The same way a ger can't go back. Neither can a ger. Can Klal Yisrael make a U-turn on Har Sinai?
It doesn't come out.
Even if they're being chased by aliens, they can't make a U-turn. Tana Rabban. Hamukher Avdolav Dekochavim Yotzeh L'Cheirut. And here too, Tzorech Get Shichrur Mirabo HaRishon. Om Reb Shem Ben Gamliel. When does he need a Get Shichrur? Only if he didn't write his Ono. But if he did write his Ono, then the Ono is the Shichra. What is the Ono? My Ono. Yomer of Sheshet. Because of Hochi, he writes in the Shtar, Lekish Tivrach Mimenu in the Ezek. So this, there's differences among the Rishonim, whether this means that in order to avoid the Eveds being attacked as a runaway from the original owner, the original owner provides him with a document that says, if under any circumstances you are caught, I have no claims against you. So saying that might be necessary for the sale. You know, so the guy that bought him doesn't want you. You often find that the people are worried, you know. I've had that happen. Like an Arab will buy something, but I'm worried they're going to say, I stole it. You know, I want you to write out that because they're always accusing me of stealing things, whatever. So that was the norm to write that, either to the Eved or to the Eved Kochavim. He doesn't want to now to have to go to court to say, well, people, this guy used to own him. How do I know that you sold him? So therefore, I write that, look, I have no further claims. But writing that I have no further claims obviously doesn't mean klikish tifrak, literally. It's what in any circumstances. So if I have no claims against him, then I'm basically saying you are no longer my Eved. I'm saying no longer my Eved. That serves as the get shichrur. So I don't need a further get shichrur. Okay, how about we stop here then? Good. Mem gimel. Tiboy lo Eved shemechor rabo leknas machur o ino machur. Tiboy lo Rebbe Meir. Tiboy lo Rabbanan. Tiboy lo Rebbe Meir. Kano kamer v'ra'an amakta davar shloba l'olam. Eloke gon pero dekel de'avidu di'atum. Avalacha mi ema de'mingach. And even im tim tzolama de'mingach. Who's to say mi maida mishalem dilma maidu mifta? On the other hand, tiboy lo Rabbanan. Because that can lo kamer Rabbanan ino makta davar shloba l'olam. Gon pero dekel where hashtamia. There's nothing here. Mashenke n'acha. Everything is here. The shor is here. The eved is here. The horn is here. It's all ready to go. All we need to do is a little change of positions. My. Omer Rabba, Tashma.
for Yelid Bayit. Ma Talmud Lomar. Im Kinyan Kesev Ochel Yelid Bayit Lo Kol Shekein. Ah, because he look in, I yiddi omer ma kinyan kesev yeshua shava kesev ochel. So to Yelid Bayit, if I'm learning from Kinyan Kesev, then only if the Yelid Bayit yeshua shava kesev ochel. How would I know, even though he isn't worth a dime? You know, yishava bishenu shava klum. Talmud Lomar Yelid Beito Mikol Makom. Yet I could still tie in a Yelid Bayit, indeed, benchi yeshua shava kesev ochel. But Kinyan Kesef, perhaps only if Yesh Boshava Kesef Ochel, but if Em Boshava Kesef Ein Ochel. Ah, therefore the Torah compares them. Talmud Lomar, Kinyan Kaspov Yelid Beito Hem Yochlubo. Ma Yelid Bayit Af Bishen Shavaklum, nonetheless Ochel. Af Kinyan Kaspov Bishen Shavaklum, nonetheless Ochel. Now, here's my riot. Yitzhak Adaita. That an Eved that is Mochur simply for his insurance policy. Leknas is mochur, then there's no such thing as an eved that isn't worth something. Mika avda, the lom is davan leknasa. There is indeed. He's uninsurable. He's a treifa, but he's still chazi lamekab kamei. No, but he's also menuvul shrin, menuvul kashrin. Iboilu. That's because he's shy of chazi lekulei. But over here, alo chazi lekulei. On the other hand, if Timsaloma ben Yisrael and Makadish Chatzish and Imkadeshin, maybe that's only because she had the Kinyano. But in this case, the Eved was not Mishayer Bekinyano. My Toshma, he meet Mishachet Eved, Vachatziman Chorino, Tet Chatzikras Rabo, Chatziko, Philo Yorshov, the Yamit Kiddush of Lav Kiddushin, where the heck would he get Yorshim from? Yorshim Inole. Omer Avada Barava, maybe it means Kisha Asao Trefa, Umay Yorshav, he himself. Omar Rava, state your vote of minor difficulty, Bidover. Chada di Yorshav Katani, the odd kofer who, the Omar Shodish kofer in a Mishtalim elali achar mita. Ela Omar Rava, what it means is simple. Ro'uili to, but nonetheless, there's no Yorshim, so ain't lo. Omar Rava, kishem shem akadish chatzi shein a mekudashet, kachet yashivra vachatzibat chorishinit kacha, en kiddusha kiddusha, and Dorash Rabba Baravuna, kishem shem akadish chatzi shein a mekudash, kachet yashivra vachatzibat chorishinit kacha, en mekudashet, and Rav Chista said, what? Me dummy. Hotam shir bikinyano, achalor shir bikinyano, and then Rabba Baravuna changed his mind and no longer went according to Rava, and it was ukim amora, leve Dorash, vahamach shila zotachat yadecha, which proves that ain't adam amen adim return kinyich. And indeed, I just was. Now, for Pisha, I'm Roma Kadish Katsi Isha and Mugadeshat, Avokat Yashiv Katsibas Kunish Kashka Jushaki Tirishin. Why? My time at the Shirbekin Yanakalo, Shirbekin Yano. Omer Sheshet, Kishim Shibakadish Katsish and Mugadeshat Katsibas Kunish Katsha, and Kidushaki Dushin. And what Rava said was right. The Imlach Shecha Adam Lomar. So why does it say Ezer Shivcha Charuv Tishchet Shivcha Tzvaschorin? Note the word Hame Urasa Le'evet Ivri. Aha! Hame Bat Itrusi. Why don't you just whisper to the little birdie? Kulach Etzorav Yishmal. Shuam Rebbe Shivcha Knanit. Total. Amuras Le'evet Ivri B'Shivcha Knanit. You're also going to tell me. Means Bat Itrusi. Elamait Lach Lameimar. The word mureset in this case is a borrowed term meaning miyuchedet. Afinami, my mureset miyuchedet. Om Rav Chista, chetz yashivcha v'chetz yabat chorin shenitkatsh l'ruvain v'nishtachra v'chazra v'nitkatsh l'shimon u'meitu shneihem mityabem et a brother three l'levi. Ve'einani koreba eshet shnei metim, because we want him shav. I kedushin ruvain kedushin, so kedushin melav kedushin. I kedushin shim kedushin, kedushin ruvain lav kedushin. It mar chetz yashiv v'chetz b'chazkorin shenitkatsh l'ruvain shtachra v'chazra v'nitkatsh l'shimon. Rav Yosef, of course, over here, Shimon and Reuven aren't brothers. They stop. So Rav Yosef bar Chama Amar Rav Nachman poku kiddushei rishon. Rav Zera Rav Nachman, on the contrary, gomru kiddushei rishon. Amar Rav Zera kavasi didi. It makes much more sense. Dichtiv by shivcha charufa. What does it say? Lo yum tuki lo chufsha. But what would be the din if chupasha? Then yum tu. And what do you think that means? I'll leave it to Tanya Tveri Yishmael. Who holds this talk about a Shivra Kanani Timurazit Levity Free? Are you going to tell me? Hakanami Chupasha Yum Tu? There never was any Kedushin. Elamait Lach Lameimar. Yes, of course, if Chupasha Vachosav and Itarsa. That's all. Okay, so fine. Chupasha Vachosav and Itkacha. Kanami Chupasha Vachosav and Itkacha. Omer Vunabakatin Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Maaseh. Bisha Achat Shechetze Shivra Vachetze Bat Chorin Vakafut Rabba Asa Bat Chorin. Really? An Isha? Come on, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Do you remember Shnehem who Omer Vayavarach Otam Elim Vayomer Puruvu Melut Haaretz? Omer Nachum Ayitzak? No, 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 this was a whole different issue. Minag Efker Nag Uba.